Commissioners Court Special Session for Friday, October 3rd, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
Get started. We'll do a call to order. This is Franklin County Commissioners Court. Notice of open meeting, special meeting today, third day of October 2025 at 9 a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. Scotty, lead us in a word of prayer.
Sure. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day, for all your many blessings, Lord, for your goodness you show to us each and every day. Lord, for the blessings of the gift of another day of life, we thank you for that. We're thankful for this county, Lord, our state, where we live, Lord, and for all the people we live and do life with. Lord, pray that you give us wisdom today. We take care of this business you have for us, Lord. We thank you. We're thankful for Sandy, Lord, volunteering to fill this role, Lord. And pray that you bless him in his service to this county as we go forward. Pray that you bless this commissioner's court. Give us wisdom. All the things we do. Once again, we thank you. We pray for our country. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. The United States flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All righty, do we have any public comments? Public comments? Steve, would you like to stay in, huh? Or you want to wait until we do it? I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
All I can say at this point is you've got a good man.
We do. All right, thank you. Anybody else? Lamb, you're here.
I'm good.
Look at you, buddy. All right, we'll go to agenda item number one. Consider and take action to approve bond for newly appointed official, Tranny Sandy. That's hard. I got to call you Sandy.
That's
Sandy Cash. And we do have the bond, correct?
Yes.
So we got that done. Get all this other stuff. So we need a motion to approve the bond first.
Move to approve the bond.
Sandy Cash.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, record appointment of Tranny Franklin Sandy Cash Jr. as Franklin County Precinct 1 Commissioner. And we have that here that we have, you know, we just printed it off. We couldn't find it.
So. Hot off the press.
Hot off the press. So we've got that, so we need the appointment.
We've done it. All right.
Motion to approve that.
With a slow record.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A brook thing. This, because she just has to say that yes.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it's recorded. That's correct. That's right. Okay, number three, swearing in the ceremony of Sandy Cash as appointed official, assuming the office of Commissioner of Precinct 1, and I'll just kind of read a little deal to you. I'll kind of tell you kind of what this started and everything. We knew that Jerry was sick some time ago, and I actually talked to Jerry about this in my office one day. And I saw Sandy in church, in Brookshire one day. And I said, man, there could be a better guy in the world than that guy right there. So I talked to him, and he said, well, he really didn't want to do it. And I had to sit there and kind of talk him into it. And I said, you'll be great at it. I was telling him the other day, I said, I've known him and Catherine both for a long time. I went to church, go to church with them, and they're just really, really fine folks. And there's nobody that has better integrity and character than Sandy. We know him. Now, maybe he's got something hidden. No, we're fixing to find out though, aren't we? Because this will bring out the best in you sometimes.
I hope you've done that before you press on.
Are we always going to agree? Probably not. There's things that we disagree. That doesn't mean you have to dislike somebody. You can sit there and discuss and debate, and that's what we're here for, is to do what's best for the county But I'm gonna read this to you. This is Sandy's little bit of a resume. He was born here in Franklin County. I didn't know that.
On Huckleberry Creek.
Is that right?
Okay. My dad delivered me.
Is that right?
Yeah. Couldn't make it in to Brain. Couldn't make it into the city. So.
Well, that's an honor for him to say I brought him in.
I'm truly humbled.
Yeah, as dad, my daddy used to say, I brought you in this world. I'm gonna take you. Yeah. His education, 1976, a B.S. at East Texas State University, 1978, M.P.A. Master of Public Administration, East Texas State University, Work experience, approximately 5.5 years, City of Dallas, water utilities, traffic control. 30 years, City of Irving, retiring as acting city manager. His wife is Catherine, his daughter Allison, son-in-law David, and granddaughters Lydia and Elizabeth. So, that sounds, where do they live?
They're in Killeen. He's a major in the Army.
Is he really? Okay.
He's a chaplain.
Really? Okay. Good deal. So, I don't think that we can, we couldn't have found a better person in the world to fill this, and I appreciate you being so willing to do it. We miss Jerry, and you know, it's, and sometimes you think that we go too fast after the passing of Jerry, but when paperwork starts piling up, you know, we've got things to do, we've got to move forward. As bad as it hurts sometimes to do that, and I do want to say that about Jerry, that we do miss him. He did a great job with this county. He loved this county, and I think that you do too, and I think that you'll work hard at making this a better place and everything. All right? So, if you want to go ahead and stand up, and I'll let you, I'm going to let you speak after this.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and get this done, and then...
Just right here?
Just come on up to the front right here, okay. And... Oh, Bible.
Bible.
I got one in there somewhere. Yes, I got one. Give me a second.
Okay.
I got the brand new Bible in here. That's
the brand new restored Bible.
Yeah. The restored.
Yeah. Brand newly restored.
Stephen,
she might hold the Bible and let us.
When we moved down here, I had about 20 dress shirts. They're all gone. So I said, I really need to go get a new dress shirt.
This is Brooke had this sent off and fixed for us. This was the original Bible that the first county commissioners and all the elected officials took their oath on. This is the very first one in 1875, so
wow. That's
great. So I'm going to hand it to you, and we get a glass. Okay, place your left hand on the Bible, and your right hand, raise your right hand. In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas, and then repeat after me. Sandy Cash.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute. The duties of office.
Of Franklin County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Of the state of Texas. And will to the best of my ability. Preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution. And laws of the United States.
And of this state.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Come on up and have a seat. And I'll let you. You want to say a few words?
If I may, and that was gracious of you to let me say a few words. First, I would like to say, I could address the Cooper family. They're not here, but it's important to recognize those people that have given service, so many years of service to this county. When you lose someone, it makes an indelible mark on your life and the life of your loved ones and the ones in your community. And we have that mark. And it hurts. But government is for the people and by the people, and government never stops. Work continues. And so the state has provided this way to fill a chair that has been empty. And I'm honored to be able to do that. I want to thank the judge and the commissioners for allowing me to serve you. It's going to be fun, guys, I think. But I'm the old guy here. I've never been in county government, and so I'm going to rely on you just a ton. So thank you so much. And thank you in advance for what you're going to do with helping me in the future. The reason I'm here, and Scott hit on it, I want to say that it is first to allow government to continue, but I'm a firm believer in that the people need to elect their representatives. So I'm in this chair until there is an elected representative that will take it. And so that's why I'm here. It is my precinct, Jerry was my commissioner. I have no desire to serve beyond an elected replacement. I have no desire. I want to make sure everybody understands that. I have no desire. I'm already retired once, and so I'm kind of a retread. I hope I hold together better than retread. I mean, that's kind of where it is. I love this county. I was born in this county. My roots are in North Franklin County in this precinct. I have great-grandfathers, great-grandmothers, mother, dad, brother, sisters buried in that cemetery up there in Hagensport. So my roots are deeper. I love this county. I love the people in this county. Some of the best in the world. I mean, you saw the camaraderie that went on here. This is my family. And you do your best for your family, and that's what I hope to do here. So with that, God bless this beautiful county that we call home.
Thank you. Thanks, Sam. You got Ben?
Yes, sir.
I'll get your signature right on the top line and everything.
Well, I hope you can.
There you go.
Thank you. Thought I had one.
Okay. Would anybody like the same thing?
Can I introduce you?
That's okay.
This is my nephew, Keith Butler. He is a proud jarhead. And this is my nephew, Ray Bunch. He's my older sister's boy, and he's a retired government employee from the post office. And he lives in Mount Pleasant. Yeah, we can look over that. And then on the second row, that's another nephew. That's Richard Cox, and Richard Cox pastors gathering.
Well, I didn't know y'all were alone.
We are.
It's a small world.
Now, this little lady here in the middle, she used to be about 5'10". That's an older sister. Okay. Not my oldest sister, but an older sister, Lee. And then over here on the right, now I said something. This is Steve McCullough. Mr. McCullough, hold up your hand. I have known Stephen for 40 years, at least. We watched our kids grow up together. And Stephen was my boss for many years there at Irving. I was the deputy city manager. He was the city manager. He took all the political flack, and I got to run stuff.
That's right.
It was good. He retired, left me by myself. And so I said, it's not fun. And so I retired for 16 years. Mr. McCullough, Stephen, God bless you. I appreciate it, my friend.
We sat on the board together.
Right? Now, my wife is sitting right back there. The reason I'm here, Catherine, hold up your hands. I think everybody knows her instead of me. But thank you, sweetie.
Thank you. He is not interested in running.
He has made that clear about 10 times.
There will be a cataclysmic event at my house if I were to ever come and say I want to run. And I suspect my bag will be packed. I
know.
You're no longer live. No longer live. Well, we appreciate it. Steve, I'll let you say a few words. I sat on the board. I sat on the railroad board with Steve, and so I've known him a long time, a couple of years. And it's a small world, like he said yesterday. It's a small world. This kind of stuff happens and everything.
It really is such a small world.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Steve McCullough. I moved to Hopkins County soon after I retired in 2005. Sandy took over after I left. And we moved to Hopkins County because that's where our daughter and her family, three of my five grandkids live there. We lived next door to them for 4 years, and then we found an old house to remodel. But Sandy and I started working together before we got to the manager's office for the city of Irving. And we were hardworking and diligent and believed in the city of Irving. Truly, we did. We worked hard together. I was fortunate enough to be selected to replace my predecessor, when he retired in 93. He retired, his last day of work was March 30th, and my first day as acting city manager was April Fool's Day in 93, and I'm not sure who the joke was played on, the city or me. And I was selected in December of that year, and Sandy continued as deputy city manager until I retired. So we worked closely together. We saw a lot happen in Irving. Sandy was my right-hand person. Sometimes it was probably like I was more his right-hand person because he was really good at managing people and projects. He was involved in everything that City of Irving did. And believe it or not, there were a lot of things in East Texas that Irving was involved in. Sandy was right at the top of it. So I'm very proud of what he and I accomplished together, and I think you've done really well. And I must say, I never thought that Sandy Cash would serve, you know, even though he's not elected. We kind of both said, we would hate to be a city council member. Now, here you are as a county commissioner, and I think y'all have done so good. He will make you proud. He's not shy, so be prepared for somebody to for him to push back if he has a different opinion. But I think that's what you want,
certainly.
And that's how it makes.
As long as you just don't take it personal.
That's right.
Just don't take it personal. I tell some of these guys.
The same way on the railroad.
That's right. And you know I'm not shy either.
No, you're not. So, anyway, Sandy, congratulations.
Kathy, thanks, Steve. Congratulations. Susan, my wife, sends congratulations as well.
Well done.
Thank you, Steve. Anybody else? I wish my dad was still alive to see this because I think he talked more about Sandy Cash than anybody at that church. Really? He loves Sandy Cash.
So, I love your daddy.
He was
a good man.
I mean, every conversation he'd say something about Sandy Cash because he was smarter than any knew up there. So he thought the world of Sandy. Anybody else like to say anything? The commissioners?
Welcome aboard.
I appreciate it.
You're doing fun.
Yeah. There's a few things since we got a full boat here with a few things that I wrote down here along the way. We have an air conditioner going out at the Winsburg building, and they sent me a bill or a proposal, excuse me, for $6,815. And I think that we got these two new ones out here. We're never going to use this, so I will make sure it's okay. You know, we can discuss it. That I'm just going to have to take one of these because these are fairly new out here by the old jail. So I'm just going to, that'll save us a ton of money.
Well, it's been a good one. I said it was almost probably close to 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's got one said 1979.
As far as right now, the one out here at the new 4-H building, I mean, they come in there and turn it on and it's working. So, you know, we've discussed having to move one of these out there too, but it's working.
Well, and I don't know that that's a possibility, but it's something I would like
they said they could do
to find out. Yeah. So where we can move that, because it's not being utilized where it is. It's just
going to
sit there and rot if we don't utilize it.
But the fan did come. We turned it on. The fan came on. The pressure's locked up. It's still hard. 22.
It said it wasn't worth it repairing.
That's why I told him to send the bill up here. We're discussing. That's cheap enough.
I thought so as well. I thought it was going to be $8,000 to $10,000.
But that would be for the heater and AC? Mm-hmm. I knew the furnace inside of it is shot. It's all rusted out.
I think it's the whole unit.
Okay.
And I don't know, has the wall been completed as yet?
He had it taped and sheetrock up and it was taped and bedded, and he'd done some outside woodwork on the front of the building, and he had not painted yet. Or put
You knew that down
there. I did not.
That's why the wood was in the shape it was in at the door. There was water and damage as well, but when they opened it up, he said it had definitely had some thermal damage, so.
But they do have the two portable air conditioning or blowers that they use on the, that they're using now on the corner that's got a hole drilled in the window.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, that's an option just to keep going with that, or we can go ahead and just, once we put the new AC unit in and move them back here somewhere, store them or whatever. But
I think that's probably what we need to do. Because like I said, we can utilize, I mean, we've got two out here. O'Dale is not being used in any manner at this stage in the game. So I think at least see if it's possible that we can move one out there and use it there.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Brad and Carr just sent me a text and wants you, when you leave here, if you could come out to the annex and meet, you know, Ellen's office is out there, and Melissa's not here today, but she's on the tanks, the registration.
That's the new building.
The new building, okay. Yeah. And Brad said, I'll let him know that y'all are, that you're coming.
Yeah, they were sad they couldn't attend this morning. They had court at 9, so.
Yes.
Criminal court.
He said, have the new commissioner come by to the annex and meet us, and see the building. Got district court, they had district court this morning, so you can just go in there and just holler at Ellen or whoever that they wanted to. Speaking of that, I want to talk, you know, believe it or not, first time I mentioned to Sandy got taking this position, he asked me about the parking lot out there, so I wanted to bring that back up this morning also, because we're fixing to get into a lot of cooler weather, and I have no idea what temperature that needs to be if we need to seal coat it, but about digging up the north side. We do still need to dig up that, right, because it's still soft, but we need to.
We're going to check it out, but I'm sure we're going to have to dig it out there.
Okay, so we need to, we have the money to do it to the end of the year. We're also fixing the east and the export. I went out there and looked, they're going to put a cover. We're actually laying some concrete along the front that gravel. People can just drive up and from the other direction and pull right up to the front door, and they can walk out there. That way we don't have to build the overhead all the way out to the parking lot.
And then do another arcade.
Yeah.
Over there.
So that was just the easiest
thing. It's going to be like a drive through.
Yeah, and it'll be right there by the front door, and we'll cover the front door parking so they can walk out with their electric. Also, I need to, I got to get with Charlie Wilson and Linda Pollack. I don't know if we'll have a Democrat, but we need to do a special election. I need to ask them how that was. I tried to call her yesterday, she didn't answer, but we need to check on that.
We have to text her because she doesn't have great service where she is. You either call her on her office phone, or you have to text her and say, call me, and she'll step outside. Because sometimes she doesn't have service to talk on the phone. It's weird.
But. Yeah, because whoever runs for Precinct 1 Commissioner will have to, I think it'll be just a 2-year term, but I'm not 100%
sure. It'll be for the unexpired
term.
So do we need to call for a special election?
No.
How that works?
I don't think so, but let me double check, because we have an election in March already. It'll just, this person will have to run then for the unexpired term. I don't think it will be deemed a special election, though, because it's a normal election cycle.
A long
it's a normal election cycle with a special ballot election, probably.
Yeah, let me double check.
Yeah, she was, Charlie told me she was going to call the
Secretary
of State and check with them, make sure things in line and order correct and everything.
Yeah, because they'll file that starting in November.
Yeah. And I did, I told Sandy, I promised him it would be March, the election, and he could step down. And then I got thinking, I said, well, if 6 or 7 people run, they're going to be a runoff, and that's in May, so I had that bang there for him. And then I said, if a Democrat runs, we're going to go in November. So I called him and told him, he said, I'll be here until you don't need me anymore. So I kind of lied to him at first. I didn't really lie to him. I didn't think about it.
You misused his directions.
So, but, and I will say this, and also if somebody, let's say somebody gets elected without a runoff in March, really and truly, I think the way the law, I kind of studied this a little bit, it's till the next general election, which is in November, but you would have to resign, and then we can appoint the person that wins if they don't have an opponent to that point. So
That's whatever works best.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think you'd have to actually resign in March if you want to do it. Or you can stay in November if you want to.
Okay.
Hey, I'd like to say thanks to the commissioners that fixed the culvert out of the airport and took care of that.
Oh, yes, I heard that. Thank you guys.
Nice.
Do what? Could you quit pointing that way? Because.
Well, he was pointing.
Oh, I'll be there to help. I'll be there. Then he called that morning. All right, I'll go pick him.
I thought he helped you.
I did.
Oh, okay.
The second day, I was the one out there.
He did show up just in time to see the water leak.
Oh. Yeah, I heard the water line above.
Yeah, they hit the water line going across the culvert.
I'll leave you alone for one second.
There was. I was wondering, why didn't you put a water line
over the top of the culvert?
It's just empty.
We've had them rain through our.
Yes.
No, when he told me, I said, what? On top of the culvert?
Probably didn't blame me for that one.
I am too, really. He didn't even have to
try. I think Mr. Cash has figured out that county government is way different than city government.
Amen.
And
it is.
There's how many elected officials we got? 13?
Mm-hmm.
We got 13 different bosses.
We have 13 businesses.
13 businesses.
Basically,
and he is in charge of his. And he answers to the voters only. And he don't answer to me. I answer to Marla. So if you need something, get with these guys and Marla. You come here, we'll drink coffee together. If you want to drink coffee, you can come. I told somebody here a while back, I said, I figured out real quick about county judge. I said, I'm just a signature. That's all I am. I'm a signature. And this little thing right here, we'll work it. I'm probably going to have to get a new one for long, but I use hers down there about 50% of the time. And then come to court, and I'm here, and Landon comes in and says, here's the offer. And you can't question the prosecutor, because you don't have a prosecutor, you don't have a case. So I just sign it and go on and do whatever he wants. So, but no, it's a county government. It's a different world. And I was telling him, I have a friend that was the city attorney for city of Midland for 40 years. And he was at his Key Stretchers. Kit, if y'all know Kelly Stretchers, his brother. And I helped move him to Midland when I was 18 years old, driving a U-Haul truck out there for him. But he said, when I was out there, I worked for Select Energy, and I told him I was going to run for county judge later. And he says, you sure? And I said, well, yeah. He said, county government's a different government. He said, I'm telling you. He said, this nobody's anybody's boss. He said, the voters are the boss.
Yeah.
He said, and there's not anybody at the top that can
topple you.
You're it. The only person to topple you is, y'all talk bad about me like you do, but.
I'm glad you moved that one.
Yeah.
But hey, I just want to just say thanks for all you've done over the summer. All the stuff that we've accomplished in the last few months has been truly amazing. And I thank y'all. Because I said we've got this amount of money and we need to get this done before we start in January with a new budget, because we're going in partnership with the city on the fire department. And so I just want to say thanks, because y'all really stepped up in the last 3 months.
And I want to reiterate that too. First of all, kudos to Commissioner Godfrey, because he took the ball and really ran with it and stuff through the summer, working with his precinct, coordinating stuff with precinct 1, 4, and 3 to get the stuff done up in precinct, what we were able to get done in precinct 1, and to help Jerry there toward the end. And that was a huge step up for Commissioner Godfrey. I just think that needs to be recognized as well.
Yes. He's done good also on the ag extension office.
All of it.
You want to talk about that for me?
That's right.
He's up for re-election. That's where he's working from home. No, he'd have done it if he wasn't running, and I promise you, I've known Tony a long time, and I knew that he'd be a great asset.
And the parking lot out there,
y'all get out.
Me and my one employee, we'll get
out. Got a bad foot.
I just did. You know, y'all had always talked about there's certain temperatures, and I said, you know, because I'm going to tell you something, here in a couple of weeks, it's liable to, I'm praying for a cold front, because I don't like 90 degree weather. But.
Me either. I mean, it's October, and it's still like summer.
So, all right. Anybody else got anything for the
good? I'll add one thing everybody kind of wondered about it, but finally the construction or the repair of Precinct 4 from the tornado back in March, looks like we're starting to see the light in the tunnel. the company from Irving was out there. I walked around with them yesterday, and we're pretty much, we're going to be done, other than just the general cleanup of the South American Volunteer Fire Department. Eddie signed off on that. It's like, we're pleased with that. Don Laird just got finished cleaning it up. Talked to Chris Mars, because they had to obviously put the repeaters in a container out there and put them on the tower to get those working. Let him know they can probably move back into that side of that building. So that's moving forward. That's going to save a little bit of money too on that container and whatnot. But our building, we did a walkthrough with them yesterday. There's a couple of issues that they still got addressed there, our shop, and they're be working toward that in the next couple of weeks. But hopefully we're getting in the line on this thing. They still got to completely redo work on the equipment shed that was damaged when they were pouring the concrete with the concrete truck, but that's all of them. They've got a plan for that, and it's not an emergency that needs to be corrected right now, like what the volunteer fire department building was. We're trying to make sure they got that thing ready, because I thought we were having an election down there first quarter of November, since we consolidated everything at the precinct. But 5401, we're not going to need it, so it's still this time. So we're getting there.
That, you know, there's a lot more to the job of building roads than there's for the commissioners.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
People sometimes they don't see the little things that you do sometimes.
I love it.
And Scotty thinks the parking lot looks good and much better.
Oh, it does. It looks great.
It looks better.
It looks like a whole new place.
Once we do this job.
It's clean, man. It just looks like a new building.
So nice.
But no, it's a, we did, and you know, we got the parking lot. I appreciate the park. We can say the parking lot, ball field. Y'all did the deal at the airport. That was a big giant.
Everything that we talked about.
Was it? Oh, that's bigger than that.
Which I'm thrilled about.
Yeah.
Because there'll be no extra money next year.
Yeah. Yeah, the state. They came up with a lot. They came up with several new laws, and I had to do a $500,000 bond on me, so we had to order that. We got that in order.
So ridiculous.
Anyway. So, anyway, she told me about the going on the state. Or she said, don't you start on them. I don't have to go on about them. But it's going to be tough, and it's going to get tougher here in a couple of years when they re-meet.
Legislature meets again. Hopefully I'll be retired by then.
Anybody have anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good work. Yeah.